Beer.
We did it. Guess what, guys? This Friday,
we have a delicious can of honey.
Succulent.
Honey goodness.
Suck our honey.
5% ABV. Made with the tears of real children that listen to this podcast, and they're like, "No, turn it off!
You can't make me, Dad.
You can't make us turn it off." And but we put my hair in it too.
This Friday, April 5th, Bad Business and Bronx Brewery are teaming up to release the Bronx Brewery Bad Business Blonde Honey Ale,
coming in a very crushable 5% ABV. What does crushable mean to you guys?
Like when a pounder.
Something you could drink like six of and still want six more of.
Exactly. Because, you know, sometimes these IPAs and these beers and these drinks, it's a little too heavy.
They weigh you down.
Yeah. The IPAs, they have a really strong...
They taste like divorce
court. Well, this is why we went with the honey ale, right?
Yeah. We wanted... The first thing we said was like we want to make like a Coors Light Corona type of beer like you have on a beach as well.
We don't want something that tastes like alimony payments.
Yeah.
Right. You sit in there and you're like, oh, this just makes me feel like... I remember I was like 18 and I had my first IPA. I'm like, I feel 40.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like a 40-year-old man right now.
I can't knock those back constantly. You have two, you're warm as fuck. One more, it's like a Four Loko. You remember Four Loko? Yeah. You have one, you're like, I could do one more. Then you do the other one, it's like, fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
And the truth is, we wanted it to be something that we could drink a bunch of and still be able to host an award show. Because our beer release party is also the first ever Batty Awards.
Yeah.
Batty Awards, guys. Look, we're giving out awards to people...
On the that we've been on the podcast,
that been on the podcast, or been
support
in
the podcast. Anybody it. Who has been in the
universe,
greater Bad Business universe, and
people who dress
us.
Well,
yeah, all sorts of things. Yeah, dress to your
there's,
finest. You
there's
could
the
win an award.
What is it? The first ever annual Al Pacino Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, someone's going to be taking given out. Home the Al Pacino Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, the very prestigious award.
It
this is a very important award.
Anybody who shows up is eligible to win any award.
And I see. Oppenheimer. You guys see him mess up at the Oscars?
They shouldn't have let him do that.
He just walked out like, where am I?
Where do I announce
he
this?
Opened he opened the envelope and said, Oppenheimer.
Yeah. I see Oppenheimer.
It says Oppenheimer.
and then you can hear him go, what? What'd I do?
Did I mess something up?
Everyone's just like... Say, like
10 like, wonderful films.
Here he is.
Were nominated...
He sounds like Trump.
But only one will take the award for Best Picture.
He doesn't announce the nominees.
And, yeah, he just skips right over them.
I have to go to the envelope for that.
No, they showed the nominees already.
I have to go to the envelope for that.
Here it comes.
Awkward laugh.
And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
Yes.
Yes.
Play the music. Get this insane Italian man.
They said afterwards that he did that because they showed the nominees throughout the night. But I think that was just them trying to cover up.
Yeah, he had no idea what he was doing. Like, they asked him to do that. He didn't want to. And then he did it.
Look, I give it. Look, the guy's probably been up. He's fucking 80 years old. He has a new child. He's been up all
true.
Night.
Yeah. I feel like we clowned on him for him and De Niro popped kids out.
The guy had just
I don't know who
up all night.
Who sees him and is sexually aroused and is just like, oh, I want to fuck. Like it's so transparent what her end goal is.
It. The girl's been dating Mick Jagger, all these old dudes and old politicians
She's
and old
like
billionaires,
collecting old man nut like Infinity Stones.
Who's her father?
I don't know.
That being said,
he's probably
that being said,
get him, girl.
Someone is leaving the. Bad Business First Annual Baddies with the prestigious Al Pacino Lifetime Achievement Award.
You know what? We should actually make a post of the possible awards you could get at the award show.
Yeah.
And say, hey, be sophisticated that night. Someone might get the sophistication award.
Yeah,
be sophisticated like us. We're wearing suits.
We are wearing suits.
It's not based off appearance, really.
There's going to be a monkey there.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
in a way.
I don't want to spoil any.
There's going to be a monkey there. Are there any other animals that you guys want to talk about?
Rented a horse.
We may have rented a horse to get. Yeah. And we got some botany.
Botany?
Oh, yeah. There's botany.
Yeah?
There's some botany. There's some serious botany. Some foliage.
And also, thank you to our secondary sponsor, King's Deluxe Mixed Nuts.
Beautiful. I love those guys.
For helping support us.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be there, too.
In our endeavors. So that's all the lead time we got to do for this cold open. April 5th at the Bronx Brewery at East Village. From 6 to 10, the baddies start at 7:30.
Yeah.
Come to a truly ridiculous evening with Bad Business.
And make sure you tip your bartender.
Make sure you tip your bartender. That's true.
If I don't see you tipping your bartender, I'm going to give you one of these wild orders.
Hey, if you guys have any ideas or just want to have a nice conversation, come out to us.
Kiss us deeply.
In the mouth.
My girlfriend will be there, but you know.
Give it a smooch. Make it wet. He likes it moist.
Yeah. No, I like a real dry, closed mouth,
chapped lip,
thin-lipped kiss. I dated a girl with thin lips, and it was terrible.
First time you ever like made out and how terrible it was?
I do.
I darted my tongue like a lizard.
All right, we're gonna do the song of the week.
She kicked me out of her house immediately.
I thought you were supposed. I'd gotten my kissing advice from TV. My mom watched a lot of soap operas, so I thought it would be good to like push her against the wall.
Kiss her. Oh, aggressive?
No, that's what I thought. Kiss it.
Passionate.
That's what I thought making out was. I remember I was.
I could just see you looking for walls and.
No. We were standing by a wall and we like kissed and I was like, okay, this has got to be a makeout. And I remember like grabbing her head and like pushing her back. And I was young, and she was young, but she was, like, maybe, like, 100 pounds, 80 pounds, and I was probably, like, a 150.
Just a big and guy.
Just
80 pounds just, wet.
Dude, and I shoved her. I didn't mean to.
Boom. She hit her head?
Yeah, no, I tried to make up for no, because I pushed her by her head, because, you know, like, they'll grab a face.
Yeah.
It's like a football player kiss. You gave her a football player
I grabbed her head and I just pushed her back a little.
You pulled out like an advanced move for adults. It's like if you're losing your virginity and you open up with a slap. First thing, like,
I watched
what are you doing?
Both virgins, you're hurting me already.
I immediately spit.
Before it's even in.
Immediately spit on somebody. But here it is, our song of the week. Spaz by GSOS and Big Blocker.
Love that song.
Out of Trenton.
Never dolo got the bros up on my back, yeah. I see that nigga triple fall when that max fit. Hit that nigga in the face, it's gon' casket. Can't say too much, bitch, you know we trapping. Bitch, we real deal. Come to Brody if you want them real pills. How you know them dead outs and our outs? Bitch, you know it's sealed. Broad day, trying to catch a kill. Bitch, you know it's real. We don't play about that walk. Bitch, we got that real spill. Seen a dead body on the floor. Bitch, I got chills. Come to the five if you want rank. Bitch, I'm big block. You know I'm always in that paint. On the block, trying to get some paint. What the fuck you think? All these little niggas, they joining the odds. Little nigga, you ain't got no rank. I was off, man, trying to catch a beat. Hit his head, watch his shit change.
Trenton, stand up.
Trenton,
shout out
man.
Bashawn. Shout out to all my friends, GSOS, and Big Blocker. That was Spaz. You'll hear it again at the end of the episode.
I hope so, man. That's all I need to hear the rest of that one.
But real quick, we haven't done predictions in a while. Can I just run through what happened and what we predicted?
Oh, God.
Young Weppa said Joe Biden will die. That didn't happen. Barack said...
She put out a hit on fucking Biden. That's crazy.
Barack said that Victoria's Secret, Frosted Flakes, Trump, and H&M will do a Garfield collab.
Did it happen?
No, that didn't happen.
I thought it happened.
I thought I saw
H&M.
And who is Ryan Diaz? Or was it Ryan Garcia?
Ryan Garcia.
Ryan Garcia gets diagnosed. They are going to blame something on COVID. That didn't happen either.
Who predicted that?
I'm pretty sure.
Barack, you did.
I did?
You were 0-2 last week.
Why? Because it's COVID? It was me?
Yeah.
And then Danny said that Seth Rogen gets canceled. That did not happen. Three more P. Diddy accusers? Kind of happened.
Yeah.
Oh, it did, yeah.
Kind of happened. So
that was a minus 300 on that.
That was easy odds. Yeah. And then my prediction was that the Knicks would win 3 games on their Western Conference road trip.
They did well, no?
And I said that they would beat Portland, Sacramento, and the Warriors.
I think they lost to the Warriors.
They I don't know what happened. I don't know where these games.
What happened to them?
No, they beat Portland. They beat the Warriors.
Oh, shit.
And
Sacramento?
I don't think they played Sacramento. Oh, and they beat Sacramento. I was right. So there
congratulations.
We go.
Oh, yeah. That's a jerk off from producer Pete.
You got one right, too, bitch.
What'd I say?
COVID.
You said the Diddy producer the Diddy, thing.
The predictions.
The Diddy accusers.
Oh, yeah, dude, he's crazy.
You know what I
bought? He ran away.
You know what I bought?
I thought he was going overseas.
He did.
I bought a custom Bad Business jersey in the Knicks colors.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what sport?
Basketball. It's a basketball jersey.
Basketball jersey.
In Knicks colors. And it says, it's going to say Bad Business in the front.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to say 12. Remember we always wanted to make jerseys fuck 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a fuck 12 Bad Business jersey.
Where can you wear that?
I don't know, man. I'm scared.
That's the thing.
It's Bad Business. I can't wear that Rucker. The police are all over the place.
That is true.
Yeah, they'd be like, well, fuck this guy.
Who the fuck this guy think he is?
Let's find a bag of cocaine in his car right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Just
break his window.
You're a little too tan to be doing that.
Yeah.
They'll come for you.
Yeah. Yeah, we parked in front of the building just now, and Brock parked somewhere.
There's a parking lot right there.
He parked somewhere illegal. And
that wasn't illegal. It was commercial. Right now, it's valid. I'm valid now.
This guy, I'm fucking laughing because he pulls out all the props to like get away with parking illegally. He pulls out an MTA vest.
It wasn't illegal. It's commercial parking.
He pulls out an MTA vest, throws it in the front. He pulls out a handicap placard, puts that in the front. I'm like, where do you have all these fucking illegal parking props?
You drive in the Bronx. You got to have everything.
Throw a PBA thing on the front.
Fuck it. Yeah, I got a fucking PBA. Just put it there. Like,
put my EBT card in the front.
My PBA card is expired now that it's 2024.
No,
Uncle
it's still
Booney,
good.
Where's my new card at?
It's still good. I have one from 20 fucking 13.
Yeah, did it work?
It has worked.
But it should have put it as an empty beer can in the
front.
They
respect it.
Empty bottles of beer in the front with the MTA handicap. I'm an alcoholic. I work for the city.
Yeah, he's just piling on all the immunities in the front of the car. Yeah, like to
I just
get
put
away
a bunch of sad shit. Like I'm going through a lot.
Try
today.
To make the car look as
a half
sad
of a golden locket,
possible.
Like with the heart. The other half missing.
My ring. Like I'm recently divorced.
Yeah. Widowed.
Widowed.
Have you guys been, since the last time we recorded, have you guys done anything fun? Brock, I know Ramadan is probably kicking your ass, and we're not making as big a deal about Ramadan.
No,
as we
you know
did
why?
Because
last year it was harder for me last year. I don't know why. This year has been a breeze, actually. I'm not really, I just recently broke fast. I'm good. I even offered you some of my food.
Yeah, will you be good for the beer event on Friday?
Yeah, I break fast at 7. I'll have so I'll bring some dates with
right
me.
Before the baddies
right
start.
Right before the baddies, I'll have energy. And I'm contemplating even drinking the beer.
You should drink the beer.
I think you should. I'm not going to tell you what to do about your religion.
Yeah, I know. But I might have
Dude,
a sip
Allah
of one
won't
of yours.
Be mad at you if you drink a beer.
He's not the loosest guy.
Yeah, he's
Allah
not.
Is loose.
He's pretty.
He's a forgiver.
I would say, of all the religions that you get away with stuff, Christians don't have to do much.
Because you could
no,
you could fuck
you
up and then
somebody.
Just forgive.
Yeah, you go to confession.
Yeah, you apologize.
I raised his chick last
week. Hey, listen, do 12 Hail Marys. And you're good.
They really do. And they don't. I've tested it. I've confessed a lot. And then I've confessed a little. It's all. They can tell you to do the same thing.
Just fucking. Hey, do 8 Hail Marys.
No, they never go 8, 12.
Give me Father, I have sinned.
They go like 5 is a lot.
Yeah.
I slept my
That's
wife.
Like the maximum 5 Hail Marys for that.
The last.
That's a lot.
Yeah, whoa. That is. The last time I went to confession, it was because it was my nephew's first ever confession. And they needed an adult role model to. Like show them
you role model.
That's what and that's who they picked. I'm his godfather, so why not? And I remember doing it, and I shook the priest's hand, and it was the softest, weakest hand I'd ever felt in my life. And I was like, yuck, you're gross to me.
Yeah.
And then I told him the stuff, and he looked like happy. It was gross.
You know that throws me off too. When I give daps to people, and their hands are soft, like no calluses. Like, yep. Bro, you don't work.
Yep, I agree.
You don't do you're shit with your hands? You
or just like a weak handshake. I'd rather have someone hurt my hand than like limp me.
You know, I get hype when I get calluses.
You know what's funny? A lot of DJs have very soft hands.
Really?
Yeah. Because they need grip. I guess the softness and the moistness of the grip on the vinyl helps. I'm not sure. And, I don't know. My hands are pretty rough.
How many Hail Marys is raping a little boy for the priest?
Those guys live there every day.
I don't
day.
Know. They got a direct line to God. I
like,
don't know.
Like 6?
Yeah, I guess that would be 6. If 5's a lot.
Their Hail Marys are like injected by IV. They're just there all day getting Hail Mary.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I think Allah will forgive you if you drink the beer.
He would, but I just want to. I bet no alcohol.
It's your beer.
I know. We can get you sick. Aren't you like allowed to not follow the rules if you're sick?
Yeah, but I was sick.
Get
recently.
Him sick, and yeah. Then he could have the beer.
Yeah, get him nice and sick.
I had divine intervention. I was getting sick, and I was about to stop. And the next day, I was completely fine again.
Yes.
I was like, you know, it never happens, right? When you get sick, you progressively get sick and go through the sickness. I was getting sick, and I felt it like, oh, fuck, I'm going to stop. God, what's going on? Next day, I woke up perfectly fine, back to fasting.
That's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It was divine intervention. I don't know what else to say. It was cool. Even now, my kids are coughing and sneezing in my face.
Yeah.
I'm fasting.
Just all day.
Daddy. I'm like, yo.
Isn't that mostly
look at my drawing.
Dad, I drew you. Right
in my isn't face. That mostly what kids are?
Yeah. Like walking illnesses.
Every time I try to call you at home, I prefer not to because I already know it's always chaos in the background. It's always a baby. It's
and he's got bad service down in his yeah. Where he lives, too.
Yeah. He had a FaceTime audio meeting in my house.
It's either Nas or Ozzy just going, ah! Like, they're going crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's just, hey, stop it.
Hello?
Dogs barking in the background.
Oh, chihuahua.
Fucking chihuahua piece of shit.
Daddy!
It's fucking nice.
Hey, you don't like I do that to you?
You know what's funny? Nothing is quiet before you guys call me. Once the phone starts ringing, they start coming up to me. Like, who's on the phone? Who's on the phone? The dog comes up to me. Who's on the phone? I'm like, yo, what's good, all you people?
I don't know. I feel like it's just always like that.
Yeah, I swear to God, it's quiet like, and peaceful know. In the house. And then when you guys call me, it just turns up.
Why don't you walk to another room?
And then my dad comes downstairs.
Why don't you like, oh, I got a call.
What do you want?
And then like walk off. Like why you always like answer in the middle of like, it sounds like Thunderdome.
And not only that, like I'll have my hands extremely full. Extremely full. And the kids are whatever. My dad will call me. I hear noise. I had to pick up the phone with my foot and I had to put it on my shoulder. Like, what's up, Dad? What's going on? What happened? You okay? Yeah, I just wonder. I hear noise downstairs. I'm like, Dad, I'm going through shit.
No why.
You leave me alone.
No why, JD told me a story about you and your dad when we were at the Drake concert. He said, I was with JD, I was with Barack at work the other day, and his dad called him 5 times, and then finally Barack answered, and he was just like, what are you doing? And then Barack was like, I'm at work. He was like, I have pizza.
Yeah. I swear to God.
Yeah, yeah. So much so that JD remembered it and told
me. No, yeah, because he laughed. I told him, because after the 5th time, I was like, JD, watch. My dad called me 5 times, I had 5 missed calls. I was busy this morning. You saw me, I was working. He's like, yeah, I see. He's like, watch, put on a speaker. What's up, Dad? What's going on? I have pizza. He got Domino's. I'm like, one, Dad, I'm fasting.
At what time?
Oh, yeah.
Is he not fasting?
No, he doesn't fast.
He's done with it or he never did it?
He just doesn't do it.
Hey.
Yeah, he's the most religious guy that doesn't practice anything.
Nay, hey, I support that.
I know. This is
my parents are hypocrites, too.
But my dad got me really sad the other day because he calls me a lot. And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
He's lonely.
But he told me, like, Barack, I have no one to talk to. Aww. Yeah, but in my head, I'm like, it's because you made that happen.
Motherfucker, you called me every day 6 times.
No, you have no one to talk to.
Like, you drove everyone away.
No, you drove pretty much. In my head, I'm like, Daddy, you drove everyone away. You're a maniac. Bro. You're a fucking maniac,
nice
bro.
Nice to me.
No, he's a nice guy to people that are not his kids or family. Yeah. If you're his family, he just like,
when he catches
it was nice
me,
of him to offer you pizza.
When he catches me alone,
I'm fasting, yeah. Yo, dude.
At an event, if he catches me alone, I'm like, oh fuck, I start making an exit plan because
yeah, you already know
he'll go on like a crazy tangent,
dude.
And it's just like
My brother recently got married.
Oh yeah.
TT was there. She gave a beautiful speech, and then so then it started the flow of the speeches.
Oh, I bet your dad gave a beautiful speech.
Oh, my God.
So everybody's doing speeches. My dad was like, he had no, like, while people were doing speeches, the place is quiet. My dad would talk loud. Like, who is that? Who is that? I'm like, Dad, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with you? That's his wife's sister. What's up with you?
Yeah.
Who is that? While she's talking, crying, everybody's crying. Who is that? I'm like, Dad.
Who's this now?
After the second person, I started laughing to myself. I'm like, he should do a speech. I was like, Dad, you're going to go? He's like, well, what's going on? I'm like, dude, you've been watching or listening? Do a speech. So he gets up while someone's doing his speech. I'm like, not right now. And he doesn't hear me. He doesn't care. I'm going, where do I go? I'm like, Dad, not now. He goes anyway. He's standing next to the person doing the speech. And then my sister.
He is the Oscar closing music. He is Al Pacino at the Oscars.
He is Al Pacino. So my sister goes there. My sister's crying. And then she starts cutting my dad's ass like, this is the guy that would never been there for me.
Like, no way.
He's smiling like, yeah, put his drink, he put his drink up.
Wait, 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 wait. So Alia was giving a speech?
He drinks?
Yeah, yeah. He had a wine that day. So he drinks.
Alia's giving a speech, and then he crashes it, walks up there, and she's like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then just starts like flaming him?
It's because of him. She said something like, it's because of him something. He puts his drink up like, yep. I'm like, oh my God. I look at my brother. My brother's like, yo, dude, he gets him up.
She's like, I have issues with intimacy and relationships and love.
Yeah, I got crazy.
And then, like,
and then my dad.
He gets up and he opens the envelope and he says, it says Oppenheimer. Yeah.
So he starts doing his speech. He's like, I knew Ibrahim for a long time.
Yes, like, of course. You came from your balls.
I know. So he's crazy. And then my brother's like, get him off, get him off. So he's like,
Your brother is so cool and so nice, too.
My brother's like, get him off, get him. So I go up there. I'm like, all right, Dad, look. And I'm fasting, and everybody's eating around me. Everybody's drinking. So I'm like, Abe, I love you, bro. Congratulations, Karina. Thank you for being a part of our family, putting up with us. You can see, and I pointed my dad again, too. We're all cutting his ass on this thing. Yeah, you know this guy. And TT starts laughing, Shadow's there. And then I try to get him off, and he like kind of shakes me off. And then he's still up there. I sit down. Like, what am I going to try to keep him? Like, it's embarrassing. So he goes, I know a lot of things. I know mysteries of the world.
Yeah. Y'all should have let him cook.
I know.
Y'all should have let him cook.
He says, I know mysteries of the world. And right when he says that,
mysteries of the world.
It was really cool. It got really quiet. And then someone is like, I'm going to go. After he said mysteries of the world, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I want to know the mysteries of the world.
Tell me the
mysteries. I want to know the mysteries.
Let's see where this is going.
Mysteries,
so
sir.
He gets off, and everybody's like, whoa, what happened to the mysteries? It was a joke the whole day. It's fun.
You got to leave them wanting, and I got to share this. Because
he did a great job. He left us wanting.
Although this speech happened at a funeral, and I guess I shouldn't tell it, I have to. I went to a funeral recently for one of my best friends' father, and his coworkers were there and giving like beautiful speeches because they worked in like this reformed school and they were like the disciplinary people so that when fights broke out or like stuff like that, that was their job.
They canceled the kids at council?
Yeah, they canceled, yes. So they told stories about how when the kids weren't looking, all of the adults who were in charge of keeping everything in line would fuck around and do funny stuff. And this guy came up and he gave a beautiful speech. And then everyone gives these beautiful speeches about how the guy who died was so stern and like reliable and trustworthy. And then the guy comes back up and he goes,
I'm feeling something coming on.
He goes with like tears in his eyes. He goes, I heard a lot of stuff about how serious and stern and reliable he was, but I just want to tell one story. And he goes, I had to go to therapy because at work, I tended to rip my pants too many times, and we're at a funeral.
What the hell?
And he tells a story about how he ripped his pants at work all the time, and how the guy who deceased, my best friend's dad, would rip on him uncontrollably and make fun of him for ripping his pants.
Yeah, as he should. A grown man ripping his pants is fucking...
No, but the optics
of a toddler?
An optics. This guy gets up and he walks up with his kids.
Is he a fat man?
Yeah. Him and his kids walk up to the podium and he goes,
he waddled
I had to
there?
Go to therapy. Because I ripped my pants too many times at work.
And you can't laugh.
I was laughing. I was the only person audibly laughing in the funeral just because of the I think you should leave style optics of him being like, I went to therapy
because
I ripped my pants so many times, and this man, he wouldn't let me breathe.
That's a good coworker. Yeah.
It is, and it was the type of story I want told at my funeral. Yeah. Like, if I die, I want you to get up and go, he wouldn't touch me. I don't touch Danny, if you guys are listening.
He has this thing, he calls it a no-touch relationship. I try to hug
There are people that
he
you
stiff-arms
don't...
me.
Yeah, and I'll kiss Barack. Because there's people in life that you have a touch relationship with and a no touch relationship.
Like play fighting. Like, yeah. I don't play fight everybody.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Perfect example. My best friend Ronnie, never touch him. My friend Brendan, I've bitten his eyebrows off. Yeah. I had to stop. They yelled at me as a group. They said, Jason, you have to stop biting. Producer Pete, you have to stop biting. And I said, yeah, I'm like 26. We haven't really
play-fighted with each other since I put gum in your hair at one time.
Yeah, that ended it.
Yep.
We played.
We're in the next seventh grade.
I had long hair. Mm-hmm. And he put gum in my hair. Well,
No,
I was losing.
No, dude. He's a piece of shit. You know what he did? He goes, bleh, and slaps it in my hair.
I was losing.
He squeezed it in my hair, my scalp. But I had to cut my hair. No, I put peanut butter in my head.
Yeah, your mom was pissed at me.
The closest to play fighting the three of us have ever gotten was when we were at the Rock Nation Puma store kicking and throwing balls at each other.
Oh, that was lit.
That was lit.
It was a gauntlet.
It was a super nin?
No, because I didn't hit you.
No one could touch you when you were Super Dan.
Yeah, when you were Super Dan. No one can touch
Super Dan.
Super Dan.
No one. Yeah.
If you don't know about Super Dan is a character that I created.
Danny's been going to UCB, and he's created kind of Super Dan.
He's kind of a critique on modern, consumption habits.
And politics.
And consumerism overall in today's society. He's a critique. He goes against that kind of stuff.
He's cheeky.
He is
cheeky.
He's
very cheeky.
He's an outright criticism of it, you know, and contemporary society.
It is the physical embodiment of everything you can't do in society.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's who Super Daniel is. I don't think any of
it's
you
the most
will
European
ever,
thing you do.
I don't think any of you will ever meet him. He has a cape.
Yeah.
He runs around.
Lucky girls might meet him.
Yeah. Some very, very
lucky women.
Accepting women. You have to be accepting. Like, I wouldn't break out Super Danny on a first date.
But, it's Super Dan. I've never having to give a speech anywhere.
Your funeral story reminded me of, I don't know if I said this story before, but there was a fight that broke out in my middle school.
Okay.
I told you about this, no?
All
right, so then I was a part of it, kind of. Because a guy was bullying my friend. Mm-hmm. I had like nerd friends, and a guy was bullying my friend.
Danny.
No, he wasn't in my class at the time.
Yeah, Danny was a bully.
The kid gets my friend gets beat up by this kid, and then I get dragged into the dean's office to see what happened. So the kid goes, well, first he started spitting in my face, and then he started calling me pussy, and then I had to hold my mouth. I couldn't laugh.
And this is your friend.
This is my friend. It's just the way it was going. It's just the way it was going.
He called me pussy.
It's Bronx kids. Yeah. He started calling me pussy.
First, he spit in my face a couple of times. And then he called me pussy. And then he punched me. And then he said, my mom's a bitch. And I was like, and then once he said, mom's a bitch, I started dying laughing. The dean is like, Barack, if you laugh one more time.
Was this I'm Mr.
Like,
Mr. Fucking yeah, Barack, cokehead.
If you laugh one more time.
Oh, shit. You maybe blur those names out. I don't know.
He said, if you laugh one more time. I'm going to have you suspended. So I was like, I need to be excused.
That's knowing yourself.
So then I left. I go to the bathroom, and it's empty. It's just one kid in the corner, not on a urinal, just standing like he's on a urinal at the corner of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on with this kid? So I'm just pacing in the bathroom, and I just kind of ignore that he's there because I'm trying to zone in on my, just trying to get serious. Yeah. So then I after 5 minutes, I look at the kid, I'm like, hey, buddy, you okay? He's a younger kid. There's like floors in our building. If you're in the second floor, you're young. The highest floor is the oldest kids.
Yeah.
We're in the second floor, young kids. I'm like, hey, buddy, you okay? The kid goes, leave me alone. Real fast. I was like, whoa, okay. You all right? You sure? I'll leave you alone. He turns around, piss all over his pants on his shirt. Get away from me! And then I start dying laughing again. I go into a fetal position outside the dean's door. And I'm like, I can't do this.
I'm getting attacked by jokes.
I can't. How am I not going to laugh?
I got to share what happened to me yesterday.
What happened?
Yesterday, I deep cleaned my apartment. I was doing laundry, and I was like, I haven't had tacos in a while. So I found a bar by my house that has tacos. It's a Monday. We're recording on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Monday. It was a Monday at like 6:30.
Taco Monday, bro.
And I go in to get a taco, and all the bar seats are taken. So I'll just table for one, whatever. I got an hour while my clothes dry. They seat me at a table, and it's a one-person table, and I'm looking directly at a couple. It's two women. They are fighting loudly. Screaming at each other.
Oh, shit.
Screaming at each other.
Is it like lesbian
other.
Or like lesbian. Bad Girls Club?
Of course.
Lesbian.
And after a while,
LGBTQ.
I'm sitting there and I'm watching it, and I'm just trying not to look, because if I look, then they might address me.
But you were listening for sure.
Yeah, I was listening.
It's free entertainment. Why
I was listening and pretending to
on
watch
a
the TV.
Come
yeah. on. No, and then they go, okay.
I just drop arguments.
The staff is like, okay, the bar seat opened. Let's get you to the bar. I was like, okay. They move me to the bar.
Fuck.
The fight gets louder and more aggressive, and it goes on for like the entire time I'm there.
They let that rock?
They let it, well,
they
so.
They can't really do anything. It's like,
hold on.
Unless they get violent.
Get outside.
No, let me get there. So they're yelling at each other. The girl that was getting yelled at mostly, she walks outside. And this woman was obviously drunk. So she instead of like just leaving, she addresses the restaurant. She's like, this is my fucking best friend. And when you love somebody, you got to ride for them. And then she goes, and I'm only going to say this because it's pertinent to this part of the story. Everybody in the story is black except for me, okay. Except for the staff, because it's a taco restaurant and they're Hispanic. But I'm the only white guy there except for one white couple that walks in and walks out during the fight.
They're like, nope.
Yep. So, so then...
I guess Chinese tonight?
The lady the lady that's yelling then realizes that there's kids in the restaurant. And she goes, I don't fucking care if there's kids. This is my life. And then she looks up, makes direct eye contact with a little black girl who's crying. Scared, and then she just breaks into tears and falls to the ground. What have I done? I'm so sorry.
I'm a monster.
And it's yes. And then the other lady unfortunately comes back in, reignites the fight, and they fight for another 20 minutes.
Bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitch, and it's kids.
Why are you making kids cry, bitch?
And it's like I was the center of gravity, because when I was at the table, they were near me, and then I moved to the bar seat, and then they were just like near me again.
Oh, no.
So I kept looking over my shoulder to make sure I don't get hit with a stray like fist or margarita. And
were they drunk?
Yeah, they were both so drunk. And
nice.
Eventually they leave, and not 3 minutes after they leave, the police come in. They go, we heard there was a fight, blah, blah, blah. And once again, I'm the only white person in there. So then, as soon as the police leave, everyone is looking at me. Because it's like, obviously that white guy called the police.
Oh,
so
shit.
They didn't point at me and go, did you call the police? They were all just looking at me. I knew the vibe. So I opened up my phone, and it was my call log. And I show everybody. I didn't call the police.
You had to do that?
Yeah, I did that. And
I wouldn't care if they thought I called.
And guess what?
But
they said you deleted it.
Oh, shit.
They said you deleted the 911 call.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then what got me out of it, I said, did you see the white couple that walked in and walked out? I bet it was them. And they were all like, yeah, it was
you
them.
You're right. You're right. Oh, my God.
But I ended up getting a free margarita, a free shot of tequila, and...
Wait. It's just funny that this couple was clearly in the wrong.
Yeah.
But somehow you ended up on trial.
Yeah.
For being the white guy. And they're like, you called the police, you motherfucker.
You don't belong in this Mexican restaurant.
No, my argument was...
You let them fight in front of the children. Don't you dare call the cops.
No, I didn't call the police. But my argument to them was not only the call log and that I didn't delete it and blamed those other white people, but also I had annihilated 3 tacos while they were fighting.
Yeah.
I said, I just ate these 3 tacos. Y'all were looking at me, and it was all playful. Like,
no.
They weren't like, white guy, did you do it?
But they were like, yeah, it was you.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yep, exactly.
To bring us to statistics, most domestic cases in America, domestic violent cases, are with lesbian couples.
Well, I think I stuttered
so much there.
I think that is wrong, but I think you mean is that per capita they have more domestic disputes than other.
Because
there's not enough lesbians that they're doing the majority of.
It's because women are used to hitting their significant other
and
nothing
away
happens.
With it.
So then they become lesbian. And they're like, it's the same shit.
Start
swinging at each other.
The thing is, look, honestly, in all species of animals, the women are vicious and they're warriors. They hit.
It's historically inaccurate.
How? You know what a praying mantis is?
Yeah.
The woman praying
mantis.
No,
I had no idea what a praying mantis is.
You should know what a praying
mantis is. Is that a Catholic thing?
Yeah. So, praying mantis. The women, after they mate with the male, they eat the male. And lionesses run the relationships with lions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it just all, in all aspects
but
of the animal kingdom,
in the species
women are
that
the best.
We are,
we're
men
chill.
Are the hunters.
We just want to be left
and
alone.
And women are the hunters.
We hunt for food, and that's it, just to chill.
Yeah.
We just want to chill, dude.
I agree.
And bear cubs. When you get mauled by a bear, it's mainly a woman bear the mauling bear. You.
I've been punched by almost every woman I've dated.
Me too. Me too.
You just got to eat it.
You just got to, what are you going to do about it?
Hey, hey, good. This you do just got to eat it.
This is something that would have helped you out if you had the Citizen app.
No, that's a narc app.
No, it's not. No, because you get alerts in real time. There was a fight in front of my building the other day. I was just standing there watching it with the super and like two other people. And then I get an alert on my phone, Citizen app. I'm like, oh, shit, it's for this. It's like report of a fight involving a gun, blah, blah, blah. Nah, I just started watching. I'm like, I wonder how long until the cops come now because I got the Citizen alert and no cops came for like mad long.
White guy, I want to avoid being a stereotype. I don't want to be the white guy that calls the cops. I don't want to be checking the Citizen app.
It's free entertainment.
I can just imagine producer Pete in a situation like someone gets shot in front of him and the guy dying like, please call police. He's like,
I'm white. No, I can't do it, dude, I can't call 911.
Look at me. Look at me. I can't do it.
This
here
will make my people look bad.
You're whispering in his ear. I can't
snitch.
I mean, everybody's got that. Everybody's got that no matter what race there are. There's things they don't want to do because they don't want to be perceived.
I can put you in recovery position, but that's about it.
You know, I hate white people always get into situations. I'm a doctor. Oh, I'm a nurse. I'm a dentist apprentice.
Have you ever screamed, is there a doctor? Because I have. I was at
that's
work.
Fun. That's a good one.
I was there a doctor in the room.
I was at work at a cheesesteak shop, and a homeless woman got smashed by a drunk driver, and I had I had to run out and like I was
sorry
in,
for laughing.
Yeah, I was in an apron. And
what
like,
time was it?
Late. It was like 1-2 a.m. because I was working the late night shift, and I ran out and I like was holding her bloody head like gloves and
with
like
cheesy
rag
gloves
and rag. No, well, truth be told, I was smoking weed out front, so I saw the whole thing happen.
Very sensitive.
So I saw it happen. I ran inside. I go, someone do something. Call 911. And I grabbed fucking rags. And I put on gloves, and I picked up her head and got it off the ground, got the rags. And then I was going, is there a doctor? Is anyone a doctor or a nurse or an EMT or fucking something? And then some lady goes, I'm a nurse. And I just handed her the head.
It's your job.
Can someone take the responsibility of this woman's life away from me?
Yeah. You know what that reminded me of in Goodfellas when he was doing the pizza shop, and then the guy gets shot in front? You wasted all the towels on that guy. It reminded me of that.
No, I had to do that, and I yelled, is there a doctor? Last time I called 911 was when I witnessed a giant car crash on 95.
Oh, shit.
And then I got out of my car.
You know, I never called 911 ever in my life. I'm proud of that.
I think I've called 911.
Fuck 12.
That's true, but guess what?
The challenge button has been activated.
Oh, shit. I'm down.
There was a 2-year-old that got shot in the ass on Fordham.
I didn't call police for that either.
How you shoot a 2-year-old in the ass, and how does a 2-year-old survive getting shot in the ass?
We need to hear both sides of the story. Challenge button has been hit.
What did
the challenge button has been activated.
Like, that 2-year-old's a bitch.
Like, what did he do?
He looked at him funny.
The challenge button has been activated. Danny.
Heads.
Shot in the ass?
Yeah.
The coin has landed tails.
Shot in the ass is crazy. I'm sorry.
Barack,
said anything bad.
Would you like to go first or second?
I like to go first this time.
Okay.
So.
All right. Give away strategic advantage.
That is stupid. But the challenge is, and I'm going to cut my mic and I'm going to
nothing
cut
physical.
No, it's not physical. I'm going to cut my mic and I'm going to cut Danny's mic.
Oh, wait, look, Citizen, I just got an alert. Scooter rider struck by vehicle, live video at the scene. Dude, this is free entertainment. Why don't you have this app?
The challenge button has been activated.
Wait, the good crimes are behind the paywall.
Oh, yeah, pay for it?
Yeah.
Barack, the challenge button has been activated. You have to freestyle a 30-second commercial for our new beer and the event on Friday. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Open road. You smiling. Sunglasses. No Bev? Too bad, loser. You should have had a Bev. A blonde. A blonde ale. Summer beaches are waiting for you this summer. This spring. This winter. All year round. The bad business. Blonde Ale, 5 ABV. Bronx Brewery presents the Bad Business Beer.
That was pretty good for not knowing what was coming.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, Danny. Why are you spitting
what
like you're dipping?
Is going,
he's zinning. This motherfucker, when did you start this? This motherfucker's scooping up vices. He's taking
Vomit. He swallowed it. Look at him.
He's taking edibles and zinning. Are those the 5 milligrams, the six milligrams? You're not even doing the threes. But it is your turn, Danny, to freestyle a commercial in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you tired of beer that tastes too strong? Beers that taste like divorce court, alimony. Got too drunk and beat your wife? Maybe you want to take it a little chiller. Introducing the 5% ABV Bad Business Honey Blonde Ale. This beer is going to, you'll drink a few of them and you won't do anything crazy. You won't get behind the wheel of a car or anything irresponsible in New Jersey or something like that. You'll wake up, no felonies. The Bad Business Beer, available at the Bronx Brewery starting now.
Yeah. That was pretty good. I like that one.
I'll
give it to him.
I shouldn't have said beating your wife. That's
yeah,
the
it got raunchy.
But you know what? No.
It works.
I stand against beating
you
your
said
wife.
It doesn't make you beat
yeah.
your wife.
Yeah, I good. Stand against you don't beat your wife.
You wake up, no felonies.
Hey, if you're going to drink our fucking beer, don't beat your wife.
Don't Jackie Moon your wife.
Did Jackie Moon beat his wife?
You don't remember the Honeymooners? Oh, no, not Jackie Moon.
You're talking about pow right in the kitchen.
Yeah, he used to threaten his wife with domestic abuse on TV in black and white, and everyone would just laugh, like, ha ha ha.
No, very.
You talking about Gleason?
Yeah, Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, he'd be like, one of these days, I'm going to beat the shit out of you, Alice.
To the moon.
Like, that's crazy to say as a joke.
To the moon, Alice.
It's like you ever see The Longest Yard? I watched The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler, and I was like, I love this movie. I want to see the original. Just Burt Reynolds smacking the shit out of ladies. Yeah. I was like, I don't like this. It makes me feel weird.
Like Sean Connery in his interview.
Yeah, like, with Barbara Walters.
Sometimes you need to give your woman a little slap.
You're known to slap women.
I don't apologize for it. You know, sometimes you got to give your woman a little slap.
She said, "Oh yeah." He said, "Yeah."
And I'll let the listeners know that this is a deleted scene from Bad Business from an early episode. They asked me to play this exact Sean Connery interview so they could comment on it, and I'm happy we cut that out because this was a much better version of touching on it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was hilarious that he was just like, yeah, I stand by it.
Back to the challenge button. I'm going with Danny.
Yeah, the winner
you
of
see,
this.
You see, but that's because you gave me the advantage. Because
yeah,
you
I wanted to go. Why not?
To be fair, you have the better cadence for that, and that skill.
Beer.
That goes straight to your skill set. So, once again, Danny wins.
You're drinking beer. 5% ABV. Introducing the 5%.
I should have just grunted.
Beer. Can I tell you guys about the Drake concert?
I just want no citizen alerts to happen at the brewery while we're there. That's the goal.
Honestly.
Nothing that ends up on citizen.
I'd be fine with it happening.
Fight?
Yeah.
No fights. Nothing breaking.
Yeah, no fights.
I think we should have glasses of water at every table. Just someone can splash them. Bad girl style.
Dude, I've had a cup of water. Someone threw a cup of water at me one time, but she didn't throw it like she threw the liquid. Like she threw the whole cup. So the whole cup was full. And it just hit me in the head. And bounced off.
Weight.
And yeah, and then water splashed everywhere after. I was like, what the fuck?
She's smart.
One time I was in an altercation and I put my whole hand in a guy's drink. And I said, what the fuck are you going to do about it, pussy?
And
he didn't do anything.
Look at me.
He didn't do anything.
That's fucked up.
No, he did a lot of stuff to
Did you like lick the drink off your fingers? Like,
no.
Now I'm drunk.
I was glaring at him.
I drink your beverage.
No, I was glaring at him dead in the eyes.
Your beer is delicious.
When I did it, it was a clear escalation and everything. And they were like, I'm not going to carry on with this anymore.
That was bad. That was evil.
One time I tricked a bunch of college kids into drinking my piss.
Yeah, we did. We said the story. I was going to say it, and I remembered we said it.
That's been happening. We've talked. We're 50-some episodes in, you know.
We've talked about most of our lives. Right?
Yeah. We've tapped that well.
Yeah.
No, it was a good. We
I want to share about the Drake concert.
Go ahead, Drake.
This man, Drake, is a literal insane person.
What do you do?
The level of theatrics with his show are that of a megalomaniac. So the entire thing was designed after a sporting event. So like Lil Durk came out first with the Boys and Girls Club of Brooklyn, and they all came out with instruments, and they played him on like a marching band, and they got on the rafters.
Dope.
And then he closed with All My Life, with the kids singing.
Oh, and J. Cole is at the show, no?
But no, J. Cole didn't come. We got Lil Wayne, thank God.
All My Life.
So then Lil Durk leaves.
That one?
No, fuck you. Then Lil Durk leaves. Everything goes quiet. Jumbotron. Stephen A. Smith. ESPN ticker.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's like, the people are saying, oh, I shouldn't do that voice. The people are saying.
No. Do the Stephen A. voice.
Yeah, I was doing Steve Harvey. He's a famous
guy. There's nothing wrong with the Stephen A. voice. Either way.
He's saying.
The people are saying that Drake doesn't have it anymore. Drake can't do it. And you know what? I don't think he can. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like this like 2-minute thing.
I think you got a better Stephen A. in you.
And then it throws to sideline commentators, which are actually live in the arena. And it's just this guy being like, Drizzy Drake don't have it anymore, blah, blah, blah. And then Drewski, you know the comedian?
Yeah.
Drewski pops up. And he's like, yeah, Drake don't have it, blah, 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 blah. Just, Drewski's there. Then Drake comes out and he does like a walk out through the crowd like a goddamn boxer. Uh-huh. And there's like, it's set up like a football field. There's turf on the ground.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's turf on the ground. That's dope. He starts out on one stage. A room falls and he's next to the choir, and then he goes to the middle stage, and then he goes to another stage over there, and then he's flying in a box. Motherfucker had more than a dozen 12-foot statues that floated around the room. A spaceship, a giant Travis Scott.
What venue is this?
UBS, where Summer Jam is.
Okay.
All this shit, and then Lil Wayne comes out.
That's dope.
And then he praises Lil Wayne for being the GOAT. And because Lil Wayne has drank so much lean, he has to have teleprompters for his verses, which I thought was the biggest proof that he's the GOAT, because that's proof that he didn't write them and that he freestyled the shit and he doesn't know his words.
Yeah.
So he's got a teleprompter and he's wearing sunglasses and standing conveniently in front of the teleprompter. But I still had so much fun. And then Drake comes out again and it's a new set with like a fucking volcano in the middle of the center stage.
Did he do the fires. Sperm thing?
No, yes.
There was a sperm?
Giant sperm, giant shark, spaceship, giant Virgil statue.
Spaceship.
There was a spaceship. And then he had a giant Virgil statue that took up most of the arena. And Virgil was holding an airplane. And then the concert ends with the airplane flying out
paper
of the Virgil.
Airplane?
Yeah, flying out of the Virgil hand and landing on stage.
That's dope.
It was no expense taken. The most, like, mind-blowing rap show I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
We can't even get rappers to have backup dancers. And this motherfucker had statues, a theme, Stephen A. Smith. He played all the hits. He was mad about Kendrick, so he's rapping certain songs super angry.
Well, I think Kanye started the theatrics at concerts.
Yeah. Other genres.
Maybe for rap?
For rap.
Yeah, other genres.
Of course, they've always been doing it. Of course. But I'm saying for hip-hop.
But it was brilliant of Drake to model his concert after a sporting event.
Yeah.
Because it's in arenas. It feels like a sporting event. So it gets you on his team, and it gets you like rooting for him.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest Drake fan in the world, but I will never see another rap show that's that intricate. Because Drake is the only person insane enough to do that. Because Kanye puts all that work in so he doesn't have to rap. Yeah. Like, he just plays the songs and just...
Well, he does live. He does his beats live, too.
See, he used to. Now he does listening parties.
Oh, yeah, he does listening
parties. Where he'll build, like, his childhood house, and he'll have a fake marriage to his ex-wife. And he'll...
Yeah.
And the songs will just play. Like, he just got in big shit, because at Rolling Loud, he was supposed to do a concert, but they just played it, and him and Tyler Dolla $ign walked around on stage.
Yeah, that's what rap concerts are now. I went to see Playboi Carti, and all he did was ad-libs.
I hate it.
I love Playboi Carti.
Yeah,
I'm not sorry, guys. I love him, but all he did was ad-libs.
You hear his new song with...
that's all he does.
He just had a new song come out with Camila Cabello.
Yeah, that's
trash.
Fine. I liked it.
That's a forced
industry
move.
I love it.
That's a completely forced industry move right there.
I think she wanted it more than anything.
I think they both...
Probably.
You understand? Like, most of our favorite artists, their favorite artist is Playboi Carti.
I know he's got a lot.
You wouldn't know. You like a person that loves like hip hop and shit wouldn't understand it. But I love him, man.
No, I know the Playboi Carti influence and shit.
He for real.
Still doesn't make me like him. It's like, you know, everyone can love Jay-Z as much as they want. It doesn't.
You know, what I found out the other day. It's not really related to rap, but
go ahead.
So I started eating a little bit of edibles. getting a little high in my
Hell
room.
Hell yeah, Danny.
And I fell down an internet rabbit hole. And for some reason, I started looking up at LMFAO, the band. You remember
that? I know a little bit about them.
They're cousins.
No,
they're uncles.
No, they're related. Yeah. But
uncle
their
cousin.
Uncle is fucking, the grandpa is Berry Gordy.
Berry Gordy, yeah.
Motown
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Berry Gordy is the fucking uncle?
Yeah.
And I was reading their biographies and like Red Foo was a fuck up and he didn't really have anything else going. And his uncle, his grandpa, whatever, basically was like, all right.
Yatu.
Just make some music and we'll throw you out of keys.
But they killed it. LMFAO really killed it.
They had good records.
They went platinum.
They made so much money.
They went diamond.
You know they beef with each other now?
I'm pretty sure.
They fell out with each other over...
a girl?
No, the royalties for music. And it's like, you know, you probably don't...
The older guy got most of the money.
Oh, people related to Berry Gordy weren't litigious about their residuals?
They fucked someone over? I can't believe it. Someone related to Berry Gordy. Berry Gordy fucked someone over.
It's funny. Motown is known to fuck people over. That's the biggest fuck.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Berry Gordy just fucking exploited all these people.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, I've been eating a little bit of edibles in my room.
I miss doing that because I'd rather eat weed than smoke it.
I love both.
They come on so much gentler than actually smoking weed.
Yeah, it's nice. It honestly comes like a wave. Like constant waves of
it's
different
like,
levels.
It's like it foreplays with me. Kind of, hey, how you doing? You want a little bit high? I'm like, not yet. And then like another hour later comes by and it's like, oh, what's up, baby?
Spitting
like,
on your pussy.
Let's start doing
you
it, baby.
Remember what I did to you? You ate me.
And then
you
like,
remember you mean, bitch?
You my little munch.
I'm in you right now. I'm melting.
I'm in you.
And then like 4 hours later,
yeah, what's
out
up
of
with
nowhere,
you? You got your zinning and you're taking edibles.
Two cups of water,
one is a cup of water, and the other one is the biggest spit cup you've ever seen in your life.
Hey man, I'm just taking it easy, man.
I guess that's different than vaping. You're zinning to not vape.
Yeah,
is that a lateral move? It feels like a lateral move.
It is, yes. But, then 4 hours later, you don't even realize it, and you're like, oh, shit, I am high.
Yeah, I love
and
edibles.
I've just been watching shitty movies. I watched Horrible Bosses 1 and 2, and I was like, dude, these movies are fucking
dude,
awesome.
This shit rocks.
I could watch 8 more of these fucking things.
Dude, how bad are these bosses?
I started watching some shit called New York Homicide. And it's not...
So this is just like some A&E show?
No, it's on Netflix. It just came out on Netflix, and it's executive produced by Dick Wolf.
Oh, okay.
The Law and Order guy.
Yeah. I know Dick Wolf.
Yeah, it's not meant to be funny, but it was really funny to me. I'm watching it. There's like this body, they find it in Central Park, and they're like, we could tell by the way that we found the body. Multiple stabs, anger, rage, passion... disembodied, left in the lake, blah, blah, blah. They're like, yeah, they really hated this guy, blah, blah, blah.
No shit, they murdered him.
And then they finally show what the murdered guy looked like, and he just looked like an asshole. Like, his face.
He had it coming.
I just started dying. I'm like, I could totally see why they would kill this shit out. Like, if I showed you this picture, like, I don't know. I was just dying to myself for hours watching this show. About all these crimes, this horrific shit. This is, I don't know.
Speaking about eating shit, I want to do shrooms soon. I need a
Have you ever done
reset.
It?
Yeah, of course.
I'm a shrooms guy.
And me too.
Shrooms is really good, but...
I have them at my house. I just haven't wanted to be enlightened.
Yeah, I just don't understand
walls.
People who make shrooms a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Or like OD with it, because it's not meant to be consumed.
Well, it's a New York problem because it's so accessible here. Everywhere else in the country, you can't just get shrooms at the corner store.
You can get toads and shit, you get DMT and all that
no,
shit.
No.
Not over here.
No, here you can get those shroom chocolate bars minimal effort.
But yeah, I heard most of those shits is fake.
It's a good thing to do like maybe once a year or so because it kind of feels like putting your brain in a washing machine.
I trip probably once a year, once every 6 months. But when I first moved here, every night I went out, it was just like, hey, you want shrooms?
Yeah. Now, it helped me with my grieving with my mom. Shrooms helped me a lot.
I can imagine that, yeah.
I remember right away, like, my boy was selling shrooms. I told him, he started crying. He's like, yo, bro, look, he just gave me mad microdoses. He's like, yo, this is for you. I already know what to do with them. Mm-hmm. So for like a whole week, I was microdosing. And, it helped me a lot.
I could share my favorite shroom story was when I was in Amsterdam. me and my friend Jack, who I studied abroad with in London, a bunch of us went to Amsterdam together, and everyone was like, I want to go to the Anne Frank house. And I was like, I want to do drugs. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'm on vacation.
Let's
I'm
go not- to the most depressing thing.
Yeah.
Let's read about a woman who was in captivity.
So they all went to the Anne Frank house, and me and Jack decided to go buy truffles because some American tourists took mushrooms and killed themselves. So now they only sell psychedelic truffles. So
he capital steezed himself.
Yeah. So
just got high.
So
off a building.
So these they had shrooms. They had 1 through 5. 5 being the most intense. My friend, I was like, "Yo, get 2 because you're new to this." And I was like, "I'll get 4." He walked around panicking and having a horrible time. I remained silent for 6 hours.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Walked, and was walking around Amsterdam with a towel around my neck. Just like.
Towels are cool.
Just kind of walking around. And I remember a few things.
Oh, you were holding it like that too?
Around my neck.
That's a good thing to do because you're holding something tight and you feel secure and to yourself.
Exactly. It's like on a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's nice.
But I remember they said, drink orange juice to amplify and drink something else.
People say that, yeah. No, I don't know if it works.
I believe the Amsterdam people. But so we went into one store and it was all these Muppets and puppets and furry things connected by a system of pulleys and levers. So you walk in and it goes ding, ding, ding. And then everything starts moving.
Oh, shit.
So... And I remember having the trip of a lifetime being like, what the fuck is... And my friend was like, I have to get out of here. So we left together. And then we're walking. We're not really talking. And I was like waiting for something profound to happen. And it wasn't happening. And then it happened. And I could show you the picture on my phone. But Amsterdam is a
watch it just be like a picture of a staircase.
It is. It is. No. It is a pretty
a pigeon on a pole.
Just one, like a pole myself.
It is a pretty unimpressive picture, but...
when you sobered up, you're like, what the fuck is that?
It's like 20 pictures of the same pole.
The picture stands up to the point of why it meant
something. What is a picture of?
So, you know how Amsterdam is a big city of canals?
Yeah.
So, you're walking around, it's canals everywhere, yada, yada, yada.
It's like Copenhagen.
So, I looked, and off, like, across the way from me, it was a small boat that just said my first name.
Jason.
On the boat.
Oh, that's nice.
Producer.
But producer. It just said producer.
No, isn't it pizza?
Oh, pizza.
Pizza pie.
Pete.
My name's Pete. Last name's a pie.
So it just said Jason on the boat.
Yeah. And I looked over and I see it and I'm like, holy shit. And then I look even closer and it was on a dock that was inaccessible. It had gates.
Can't get there.
And I was like,
that's me.
I was like, no one, I have gates up. People can't get to me. I need to be more open. I need to be more loving. And that fucking boat.
Okay.
That fucking
That's
boat.
That's actually a pretty profound thing to see.
That fucking boat was my lock screen for 3 or 4 years.
That's good.
Yeah, and good. I take back what I said.
And it taught me a very, very valuable lesson just because I was on drugs and I saw a boat.
That'll do it to you.
Yeah.
All you need is something that puts you down a certain lane of thinking.
That's why.
And self-discovery. And then you're like, okay.
I used to smoke weed and I would have those profound moments all the time. Like everything meant something. And I'll see shit. I'll be like, oh, yeah.
I get you.
Right.
Remember that time?
I should do that.
Remember we took shrooms one time and we went to some park and there was some guy just standing there staring at us swinging a bike chain?
Here's the picture, guys.
It is a picture of a boat.
I get it.
Did Jason?
I like it.
It just says Jason, and I can see that there's a door that if you have a key, you can probably get there. But on shrooms, seeing my name on a boat and no way to get there,
get it up.
I was like, I need to be more accessible.
That boat is me.
I need to let people in. It said my name.
Yeah.
When, you know, if you saw a boat that said Barack.
Yeah.
He has a unique name. He can't even find it at like, you know, the gas stations when you go in and they got those things with all the names, the keychains.
The fucking keychains in the New York souvenir shops.
You can't
the
find
the
no Barack.
Place? No. I had a rough time as a kid. What were you saying about the park?
Oh, no, we were there at some park, and then there was this guy just staring at us swinging a bike chain.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, are we high right now, or is that guy just staring at us swinging a bike chain like he wants to hit us?
I remember leaving. He was following us.
Yeah.
And I pressed him.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing with that chain?
He just walked away.
He just walked away. Like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, after he was staring at us menacingly swinging a bike chain.
It turns out the girl at the time I was like kind of dating, that was the guy she's messing with his friend.
So that's why he was doing that?
Possibly, yeah. He probably wanted to hit us.
For what?
How many years ago was this?
It's a very long time.
We were 14. Sounds like some real Bronx bullshit.
Probably wanted to hit you.
Yeah, we were 14.
And we were high out of our minds just on shrooms. Like, dude, is that guy
at his park?
Us?
We were at some random. We shouldn't be there. Like, it was. We were in Dykeman. We were in, like, we're close, but not walking close.
You never revealed this information to me.
Yeah, I thought.
How long ago was this?
We were like 15, maybe.
So like
14, 15, yeah.
15 years ago.
Yeah, literally 15 years ago. Yeah. Yeah, we were on shrooms, high, and we were just so.
Are
like,
you older than him?
By months.
How old are you?
He's 29. 29. He's going to turn 30. And I just turned 30.
Okay, so I'm the youngest, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
You've assigned yourself the most authority.
I have the most authority.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck this guy.
I'm very excited for Friday.
Friday's going to be a blast.
I can't wait.
And
I
now that we mention it.
It's the final part of the show. Let's make predictions for next week.
Okay. Oh, next week.
Yeah. Let's make predictions for next week while we record.
I say,
Bad Business beer sells out.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
No, you can't go with the same one.
Damn. Okay. So, Dan, you want to take that? Go
That's ahead. My prediction.
All right.
So, you think in a week, you think Bad Business beer sells out?
I think that night.
I think, that night sells out.
Let me just do the math of how many beers that would be. Because
how much are they brewing?
250 cases.
And they're all going to be there at the site.
How many beers are in 250? How many beers are in a case?
24. So we would need to sell 6,000 beers. That's his.
No.
That's yours. 6,000 beers at night.
I talk about the inventory they have there. They're not going to have 6,000 of our beers there at once in one shot.
That's true. Bad Business beer set. All right, so Bronx Brewery, East Village, there's a lot of caveats, runs out of Bad Business beer at the event. There you go. There's yours.
I predict Super Dan makes an appearance.
I hope to God he doesn't.
No, I'm not going to predict.
All right. So, Barack, what is yours?
Next week, I say.
It could be about the event.
Okay. I say. Damn, you have one?
I will say that it at least two major on-air talents from Hot 97 come to the beer event.
Okay, that's a good one.
Because I know you don't think they will.
Yeah, everybody's busy on a Friday. I say...
It's the devil's day.
The Lord
has Sunday, the devil has
even
Friday.
Prediction. I say the world opens up their eyes and sees the value of Bad Business. And what we bring.
The world recognizes and respects us.
Yeah. Dick jokes.
Dick jokes.
All right. I think yours is the least likely to happen. And he said we'd run out of beer.
I think the Shohei Ohtani gambling scandal gets bigger.
Okay. Ohtani breakthrough. And I guess I'll add.
There's no way that guy was doing all that gambling without Ohtani knowing.
Yeah, there was.
There's no way.
Nah. Motherfucker didn't speak English.
There's no way. He had to have known something.
Remember many years ago, there's a scandal with the ref rigging games?
Tim Donaghy?
Yeah, he's rigging games.
There's no... I hate that there are all these sports gambling companies involved in every sport now. Like, it's just going to lead to trouble.
Even the announcers are saying
the names.
Hey,
DraftKings and FanDuel, we'll take a bag.
That's why...
We'll take
a bag. Hey,
that's why I only gamble on Korean baseball at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
They're not going to influence that shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
I've done that before. Not Korean, I'm joking. I've done like the French Open for like golf. Yo, at like 3 a.m. I woke up with like 20 bucks.
Y'all don't know shit.
Like 25 cents
y'all
a bet.
Y'all don't know shit about gambling addiction here in New York. In Philly and in New Jersey, you can.
What? The fucking breakthrough revenue.
He showed me this roulette on your
you
phone.
You can do casino
games. Yeah, I know.
Not in New York, though.
I know you could do that on your phone in Philly. Yeah,
in Philly
know that.
And Jersey. I have friends.
No, but FanDuel and all that shit was legal for mad long in Pennsylvania. It came to New York, and it started breaking records.
Yeah, like a billion.
Like it
yeah.
It was like so 27 million the first day.
So much so that they won't give you the casino games because they know you guys aren't responsible enough.
Exactly.
True.
No, dude, but I heard
you
they're
can take a shit and blow out your fucking bank
nobody's
account.
Responsible enough. I have a friend, and I won't say his name, but he, and if he hears this, he'll know it's him. My nephew's 6'4", So I take my nephew to play basketball.
Gamble on his height?
I take my nephew to play basketball anytime we're home because as much as Barack doesn't believe in me, I'm a good basketball coach. I know a lot about ball because he won't let me coach the basketball team. And I'm going
what
to.
What basketball team?
Well, we're getting a bad. Well, yeah, you got to come to the Bronx Brewery on April 5th if you want to hear about the basketball team. And I'm going to coach it because I boxed out all of Brock's authority.
No.
If your brother was involved, you would have a say.
I have a team.
But involved. Our current sponsor's fine with me coaching the team.
Of course, because they have no idea. We want to win. We want
to
win.
We're going to win. I'm going to lead us to victory. Fuck you. But
you think you can out-coach a team built by Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie Irving ain't showing up. Guess who is? Producer Pete.
Let's just be mascots.
You guys can.
Wait, we don't need to talk about
this. No,
I'm going to dress like Pat Riley and just clap. And
no.
Say,
you guys
are good stuff.
You guys have to get better at podcasting because you guys are going to be in a corner recording.
You say I suck at podcasting?
You could be better. If you take off the Producer Pete training wheels.
I don't think that's, I see. This is where the logistics is in.
No, this is where the logistics work with me.
Yeah, for you. You want to have it. Look,
you two will be in the corner.
Let's talk about this next week.
No, I'll talk about it right now.
After Friday,
I'll talk about it right now.
After Friday,
I'll talk about it right now.
The big announcement happens Friday.
As long as he doesn't play,
I talk about it right now. I'm the 12th man. No. I'm Jackie Moon.
I would love to.
You can't coach and play.
I can coach and play.
You're not going to do anything.
What?
Well, I'll take it away from both. I'll replace both of you.
We're from New York. We grew up with this, and we want this just as much as you do.
Yeah.
You think I don't want to sit down and just enjoy myself and coach and play?
You think it's enjoyable to coach and play? And you can't coach.
I
don't know hoop like me.
Basketball.
I'll eat your ass.
What happened with your nephew, your cousin?
Yeah.
He's 6'4", so congrats. I'm trying to coach him in basketball.
Thanks, Danny. Yeah.
So I have him. I take him to the court, and we run drills and stuff, and I invite my adult friends to play against him. And one of my adult friends came, and we played, and my nephew beat him. But also, in between just like shots of us playing horse, motherfucker was playing poker on his phone.
Still?
Just walking around with his phone while we're like,
he's not old enough to gamble.
No, my nephew shoots, I shoot, and my
friend
gambles.
Take turns. He's playing gamble while they're shooting.
Like, he does it while he drives.
That's nuts.
While he goes to the bathroom, in between rounds of horse.
I can see taking a shit.
Is he up?
He's pretty good at gambling.
He's up.
He's a pretty good gambler.
So he's doing this thing.
I don't trust the electronic gambling.
They have live dealers. It's like,
oh,
Twitch.
Right. Yeah, they do. They
it's
do.
Like Twitch where they'll have.
I've done it in PA. Yeah.
I've seen them break character. Like, fuck you, pussy.
No, they're funny.
You seen that shit? The dealer?
They're funny.
The fuck you, bitch.
It's very funny with Pennsylvania because they're all associated with Pennsylvania casinos. So they all pander to a Pennsylvania audience because it's technically local.
So it's like parks?
So they'll be like, yeah, yes. You know, yeah, yeah, I took you guys to parks. I forgot about that.
So it'll be like live from parks?
Live from parks, but like because of that, they'll be like, if it's on a Sunday or a Saturday, they'll be like, oh, did you guys see the Eagles game?
Like, oh, they're talking?
Yeah, like a Twitch streamer.
Wait.
And they'll be like, shout out to the chat, and they'll shout out your username if
what
you're in
the
top
hell?
5 wins.
Poker's so good. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. Yum, yum, yum. Thank you.
Poker's
thank
so
you
good.
Thank you for the galaxies, yeah.
Thank you for the tips.
21, so good.
Tip.
Yum, yum, yum.
You can tip, and then they'll say your name.
Dealer, so up. No, no, no.
He's getting tight. But this has been another beautiful episode of Bad Business. And I got to shout out you guys. This was a very good episode, and we went straight through.
They've been talking about, I'm not done. They were talking about putting
a
casino in 42nd Street.
Yeah. We talked about this.
I'm coaching the basketball team.
Off mic.
Who's going to coach? You're going to hire
Barack.
A coach?
TBD. Danny. Yo, it's Danny. I'm fucking Danny.
This is Barack. This is fucking Barack.
And this is producer Pete. Thank you for
I'm
listening.
Over here. Danny.
And please come like to our beer event on April 5th. Our song to close out is Spaz by GSOS and Big Blocker out of Trenton.
Oh, that's a good one.
Never don't know got the photos up on my back, yeah. I seen that nigga triple fall when I max fit. Hit that nigga in the face, it's gonna casket. Can't say too much, bitch, you know we trapping. Bitch, we real deal. Come to Brody if you want them real pills. How you know them dead ups and I outs? Bitch, you know it's sealed. Broad day, trying to catch a kill. Bitch, you know it's real. We don't play about that walk. Bitch, we got that real spill. Seen a dead body on the floor. Bitch, I got chills. Come to the 5 if you want rank. Bitch, I'm big block, you know I'm always.
something paid. What the fuck you think? All these little niggas, they joining the odds. Little nigga, you ain't got no ring. I was off bed, trying to catch a beat. Hit his head, watch his shit sing. Dread on all ops, crazy, start blowing that shit. Trying to leave little bro shit blink. Walk up, trying to leave little bro on E. Niggas, they speaking on my like, bro, what you do? Pussy boy, you ain't got no V. Now you got jammed up with nothing to count on, cause you ain't got no cheese. Yo, bitch, she getting poked, then you call her phone, hold up, let me bust on her cheeks. Then she get passed on to the team. Old head's been in the field for 20 years and still don't got no ring. Old nigga, what you CP3? Walk in that function, I walk past you, make that face one to your spleen. That hot slit sizzling up his back, he know it's clips, he best believe.